In addition, you need the right amount of sleep. Too much makes your mind dull, and too little can be disruptive. You have to figure out what the right amount is for you. Finally, physical posture is critical to focus meditation, especially at this early stage. If possible, assume the full or half lotus position. Use two cushions, putting a smaller one under your rear so that your rear is higher than your knees. The effect being that no matter how much you meditate, you will not be as likely to become tired. Straighten your backbone like an arrow. Bend your head just a little downward. Aim your eyes over the nose to the front. Put your tongue against the roof of the mouth. Leave your lips and teeth as usual. And leave your arms a little loose, not forcing them against the body. With regard to positioning the hands, Japanese Zen practitioners usually put the left hand palm up on top of the right, which is also palm up. Tibetans put the right hand palm up on top of the left, which is also palm up. In tantric practice, it is important to put the right hand on top of the left with both palms up and with the two thumbs pressed together in the form of a triangle, the base of which is about 4 finger widths below the navel. There are many possible objects of the stabilizing meditation for achieving calm abiding. One is the breath. Some texts speak of watching the inhalation and exhalation of breath through the nose, but do not address the topic of how deep to breathe. Other texts explain how to imagine the movement of breath in specific areas in the body. In one type of breathing exercise, you pull up the lower airs, or energies, and press down the upper energies, holding them as if in a vessel just below the navel. You can also use your body, or feelings, or mind, or phenomena such as impermanence as the object on which to perform stabilizing meditation. These meditations are called establishments through mindfulness. Or you can visualize the first letter of your name on a disc of light outside your body or inside your body. In Thailand, practitioners often meditate within applying mindfulness to whatever they do. While walking, they are mindful of putting the right foot forward, then the left, then the right. In general, a good object of meditation for a Buddhist is an image of the body of Shakyamuni Buddha. For a Christian, it could be an image of Jesus. Gaze at it to the point where it appears to your mind internally when you close your eyes. Meditate on the figure at eye level, not too high or low, at a distance of about 4 or 5 feet. At the beginning, it is difficult to get the object of meditation to appear clearly in your mind. To avoid dulling your perception, try frequent, intense, 5-minute sessions rather than long meditations. 4 to 16 of these brief sessions daily is ideal. When it finally appears internally, you have found your object of meditation. Now fix your mind continuously upon it.